you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome to the Gaming Ride Home podcast for Wednesday, July 1st. I am Kyle Hilliard. Here's a whole bunch of video game stuff that happened recently. Amazon's Crucible is unreleasing and going back into beta. Crysis Remastered has been delayed after the game's reveal trailer leaked. Nintendo offers various updates related to Switch shortages, COVID-19, and more. An Ape Escape Twitter account goes dark. And Fallout 76 and CrossCode, among others, are coming to Xbox Game Pass. Amazon's Crucible unreleases and goes back into beta. I don't know that this has ever happened before, at least not that I can remember, but Crucible, Amazon's first game that released in May, has unreleased, and not in such a way that it has been canceled. It's going back into beta. It basically peeked out its head like a groundhog and decided to go back underground. The news comes from the official Crucible website with a blog post credited to Colin Johansson and the Crucible team. And they wrote, "A few weeks ago, I told you about the steps we were taking to change and improve Crucible in response to your feedback. That plan is still the same, but we're taking a new step that will help us focus on providing the best possible experience for our players as we continue to make the game better. Starting tomorrow, Crucible is moving to closed beta. We'll continue following the roadmap we laid out previously and working on map, combat, and system changes to improve the Heart of the Hive's experience, as well as implementing other improvements based on your feedback and what we think the game needs in order to thrive. For those who downloaded the game and have gotten into it, your progress and unlocks will remain the same, and the game will still be launched through Steam without the need to re-download anything. It sounds like if you downloaded and played the game already, then you're in the beta. So I guess I'm in the beta. This is such a strange thing, but maybe it's kind of a smart thing? I don't know what Crucible looks like in the future, but I am not super optimistic. It was walking an uphill battle right when it released, considering the genre it was trying to break into. And this makes me think maybe those first few steps didn't go very well. I am curious if the game comes out of beta in the future, if it will have big sweeping changes. I guess we will have to wait and see. Crysis Remastered has been delayed. Crytek has made clear its intention to remaster Crysis for modern consoles, including Switch, and it was planning on sharing a trailer for the game soon, but that trailer leaked early, and fans were generally underwhelmed by the game's visuals, which has led to an unexpected decision. Charlie Hall reported on the delay for Polygon and wrote, "Crytek had been planning to reveal a remastered version of the original Crysis today, but the video leaked a little bit early on YouTube. Fans reacted poorly, and now the reveal and the game release itself is being delayed." The announcement was made Tuesday morning on Twitter. "Your passion for the Crysis franchise deserves an undeniably high-quality game," Crytek said in a statement on social media, "and we are committed to delivering just that. To ensure that we meet that commitment, we will need to delay the launch date, all platforms, and trailer premiere by a few weeks." Again, that story is from Polygon, which is linked in the show notes. Crytek also wrote in that social media post, "The features you're looking forward to are already set, but we want to take time on polishing the game. You might be aware of the leak yesterday, and we want you to know. We've seen all the reactions, the good and the bad, and we're listening. We're still working on a number of things in the game, as well as the storefront. Please keep the love coming, and rest assured you'll have the game you love shortly." It's a surprising development, but I guess it needs to be done. It seems like the main negative feedback is that it just doesn't look very good. Like, it looks like Crysis on the lowest settings, which is pretty disappointing considering how old that game is. But hopefully this extra time will let the studio improve it. Nintendo offers myriad updates on Switch stock shortages, COVID-19 issues, Super Nintendo World, and more. Nintendo held a shareholders Q&A recently, and Nintendo's various executives answered questions on a number of topics. The Q&A was in Japanese, of course, but Robert Cephazon, at Cephazon on Twitter, shared a thread covering all the details that is linked in the show notes. Nintendo President Shuntaro Furukawa touched on the recent Switch shortages and offered an apology, citing Animal Crossing New Horizons as the reason it has been difficult to keep Switches in stock. It seems like that game has continued to exceed expectations in a big way. Switch production has apparently been ramped up in response to all this, but it will take time to level out. Furukawa also talked about COVID-19 and said that it has affected operations in general and is partly to blame for Switch console shortages. It shut down some factories in February, and it made it tough to find parts in March, but things should be normalizing. Quoting one of Cephazon's tweets, Director and Senior Managing Executive Officer Shinya Takahashi says Nintendo has faced development delays due to COVID-19, but it will not affect upcoming releases. In the future, if the pandemic continues, there could be delays in future development and releases. Furukawa said that there are currently no plans for large-scale events after the cancellation of E3, which is not surprising, and though he offered no teases about potential upcoming Nintendo Directs or anything like that, he did say that Directs are still important for Nintendo in terms of delivering announcements and information to the public. He couldn't comment on it because the class action lawsuit is still happening, but Furukawa did apologize about the ongoing Joy-Con drift issues. That is an issue that I have personally had to deal with, and it is one that I continue to deal with, unfortunately, so I am curious to see where that whole thing goes. Furukawa also touched on mobile gaming, which is something Nintendo pretty publicly said recently it was scaling back on. He said mobile games are good for acquiring customer information and signups for Nintendo accounts, but it does not represent a significant part of Nintendo's business. Another interesting thing that the Q&A touched on is Super Mario World, the upcoming Nintendo theme park. Shigeru Miyamoto stepped in to talk about that and said development of the park is going smoothly despite COVID-19 issues. He said Universal Studios Japan is taking patron safety seriously when it comes to opening the park. That park is very cool, and though I can't imagine I will have the opportunity to visit it anytime soon, if at all, it's exciting to see photos surface online from people near the construction. I recently saw an animatronic Yoshi moving up and down that someone shared on Twitter. It will be exciting when the construction is all complete. So, no big crazy Nintendo reveals or news or anything, but always interesting to learn what's happening with the company.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
A Twitter account seemingly teasing a new Ape Escape game disappears. A Twitter account for the Ape Escape series appeared online back in June 2019 in celebration of the series' 20th anniversary that many presumed was teasing something, most optimistically a new entry in the series, but that doesn't appear to be the case. After sharing some Ape Escape merch and some other teases, it seems like the account is all done. For its final tweets, the account showed a person in an iconic Ape Escape ape mascot costume walking away from an office and then entering a jungle. Shannon Grixty reported on the departing Twitter account for PressStart.com and wrote, "In a series of tweets, a monkey from Ape Escape is seen leaving a building, saying that he enjoyed his 20th anniversary, but that it's now time to leave. Oddly enough, the tweet then goes on to say that there are things that I could and couldn't do in the last year, but I have some regrets. Is this hinting at the fact that a game or revival was in the works before being canceled?" Again, that's a quote from PressStart.com. This is disappointing, I think. Maybe I'm reading too much into it. Maybe it is not an indicator at all of the state of the Ape Escape series. I'm not even really an Ape Escape fan, honestly. I watched Andrew Reiner play through the game in its entirety during a day-long live stream while at Game Informer, but that's about my only familiarity with Ape Escape. I am just always disappointed to see franchises I know have fans not get new entries, but maybe that's not what this means at all. Maybe Sony just wanted to do some fun Ape Escape tweets for the series' anniversary, and it did, and that was that. Maybe telling the little story of the Ape Escape ape going back into the jungle is more fun than just abandoning the Twitter account and never tweeting again. At least it marks the finish line. Fallout 76, Soul Calibur 6, and CrossCode are coming to Xbox Game Pass. Microsoft has announced the latest batch of Xbox Game Pass games, and there are some exciting games in the July collection, at least games that I'm excited about, or more specifically, one that I'm excited about. Out of the Park Baseball 21 is available today for PC Game Pass. There are a surprising amount of baseball games on Xbox since MLB The Show is exclusive to PlayStation, or it is right now at least. This game appears to be another one of those, a baseball game. Also available today is Soul Calibur 6 on console. This is the Soul Calibur that has Geralt from the Witcher series in it as a playable fighter. Fallout 76 is coming to console and PC Game Pass on July 9th, which is cool. That game sort of feels like it should be a free-to-play game to a certain degree. And even though Game Pass is a paid service, having a game like Fallout 76 on there makes it feel kind of free-to-play. I have never been the biggest Fallout fan, and Fallout 76 is no exception, but I think having more people playing it will ultimately serve the game well. This is the one I'm most excited about. CrossCode arrives on July 9th. I have been curious about CrossCode since its release. It's one that a lot of people really liked, but it's been exclusive to PC for a surprisingly long time. It's starting to roll out on consoles now, and I am excited to see it coming to Xbox Game Pass. I will probably play it on Switch if that's an option, but having it available on Xbox is very exciting. Here's what's leaving Game Pass on July 15th. Blazing Chrome, Metal Gear Solid 5, and Dead Rising 4 are all leaving both PC and console Game Pass. I am surprised Dead Rising 4 is leaving. I always kind of consider Dead Rising an Xbox series. Dead Rising 4 did release on PlayStation 4 after a year of exclusivity on Xbox One, but it just feels like the kind of game that would have been a Game Pass staple for years to come. Time Spinner, Unavowed, and Undertale are all also leaving PC Game Pass on July 15th. Time Spinner is a game I keep meaning to check out. It's heavily inspired by Castlevania Symphony of the Night. If you've been sleeping on Undertale, you should try and play that before July 15th. It's not super long, and it's super charming and heartfelt, and I love how it plays with your expectations about how video games work and how they're supposed to work. It's really great, and the music is fantastic. A lot of people talk about the song Megalovania from that soundtrack, but Bone Trussel is where it's at. Here's what released today. A new Trackmania is out today on PC, sort of. It's called simply Trackmania, but it's a remake of Trackmania Nations, a game that released a little over a decade ago. This is the game I talked about a few episodes ago that has a weird monetization model that is basically a subscription service, but Ubisoft argues that it's not. Minecraft Dungeons' Jungle Awakened DLC is out today, which expectedly puts you in a jungle setting. The DLC is included in the Hero edition of the game, It looks like the DLC is not included with Game Pass. Minecraft Dungeons is included in Game Pass, but if you are a Game Pass subscriber, you will have to purchase the DLC. You will get it at a discount, but you will have to buy it. Ooblets has an early access release date. It's not a full-on release date, as early access has its own set of asterisks and qualifiers, but the game will be available to purchase and play on Xbox One and Epic Games Store on July 15th. If you're unfamiliar, Ooblets is a game that takes a little bit of Pokemon and a little bit of Harvest Moon to make a game about farming and collecting monsters who face off in dance battles against opponents. It's been in development for a long time, so it's exciting to know that in about 2 weeks, it will be playable. It's not out today, but Hideo Kojima took to Twitter to say that Death Stranding is coming to PC on July 14th. We knew it was coming to PC with a handful of bonuses, like a Half-Life headcrab hat, which is weird, but I don't remember if we knew the date or not, or if it maybe was delayed. I am not certain, but it doesn't hurt to throw a reminder out there. That's it for gaming news today. It was an odd thing for me, but I didn't play any video games yesterday. My kid played a lot of Roblox with friends, so I looked over her shoulder to see what was going on there, but I was too busy playing the video game of life and going grocery shopping and listening to a plumber complain about whoever installed the pipes below the kitchen sink because he was going to have to change them all out, which he did this morning. He did a great job. Hopefully I will be able to play more of the game I've been playing the last few days tonight, which I will tease is a game that Sony was nice enough to provide a code for me. It's Ghost of Tsushima. If you have corrections or just feedback in general, feel free to send me tweets or DMs to either at Kyle M. Hilliard or at Gaming Ride Home, or you can send an email to kyle@ridehome.info. And please consider leaving a review for the podcast or if you listen to it. You can also check out my Twitch account, Kyle Impersonator. I'm playing through Metroid Other M right now. I'm going to be playing something different on Thursday morning, and then I'll get back to Metroid on Friday. And you can also find me on The Min-Max Show for more long-form video game discussion. I will talk to you more about video games tomorrow.